Oh, it's another day here at the Comeback Team Studios. This is your host, Beck Lover, and you're watching another episode of Interesting Times, where I gather all the headlines around the world, things that are the most interesting topics, crazy news, breaking news. I gather all the stories. I compile it in a way where you don't have to do your homework. You just got to tune in. So make sure you hit the subscribe button, pay attention, and every day I'll take you on a trip around the world with the most interesting headlines. And there's no doubt, over the last 36 hours, the number one captivating headline is the manhunt for Puff Daddy, also known as Diddy, the hip-hop mogul, founder of Bad Boy Records and fashion brands, and basically a billionaire with ownership stakes in liquor companies. This is a guy that nobody saw collapsing the way him and his empire has. I'm going to be covering the Diddy story. I'm going to be covering breaking allegations of Prince Harry being involved in this nonsense. We're going to talk about all the crazy shit going on all over the world. So make sure you tune in, guys. Yeah, there's tons of places you can get the news, but not everyone is going to give you what is the most interesting news in the world. So make sure you hit the sub button. And thanks for tuning in, and I really appreciate you. I'm going to go straight to this video, and then I'm going to comment on it. This is all about what happened yesterday with Diddy. He was raided by the FBI, Homeland Security, both coast, East and West Coast. Allegations of his private jet taking off for the sun in a Caribbean country with no extradition. And it's just very interesting what's going on. So let's kind of tune in real quick, and then I'm going to give you some updates.
It's taking place out of Los Angeles and Miami. The homes of Sean Diddy Combs were raided today after months of conversation surrounding alleged sex abuse and sex trafficking. The raid conducted by federal agents is a part of an ongoing investigation. According to reports, Diddy's sons were detained and later released at his Los Angeles property.
How crazy is it that his sons, okay, are handcuffed, you know, being dragged out like they're freaking cartel members? I mean, I don't think anyone saw this coming the way it did. Yeah, we thought a few lawsuits, you know, sexual harassment, you know, maybe they're making some of this shit up and they're just trying to get a payday, you know, because he's a good target, because he's rich and famous. But the feds don't just come. The feds come with their 95% conviction rate, okay? And they don't open a case unless they think they can win it. So I'm sure that this was insane. And, you know, if he's did flee the country, which clearly he's nowhere to be found, why would he leave his sons? That's a coward ass move, in my opinion. But I guess maybe he knows that they're not guilty of the crimes he committed. So someone can maybe get some of the money. But who the hell knows if there'll be anything left over anyway, if this goes to trials and if he even survives this shit. I mean, he might off himself like a guy who started with E and rhymes with Weinstein. His name started with an E, though, you know? He was also in a similar position, and he somehow was able to off himself in a very miraculous way. You know who I'm talking about. He's basically, Puffy has become like the hip-hop version of that right now. But let's carry on. See what's
A Homeland Security Investigation spokesperson will go on to say, earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, New York, executed law enforcement actions as a part of an ongoing investigation. With assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners, we will provide further information as it becomes available. The raids were directly executed by Southern District of New York for alleged human trafficking. As far as reactions on social media, Diddy will instantly trend online, with several notable people reacting to the news, including Diddy's longtime critic 50 Cent. On X, 50 would go on to write, "Now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case." Now, interesting enough, a part of the reactions, some would even go on to point out Cat Williams' interview conducted in January with Shannon Sharp as a warning to Diddy that his time was up.
All all of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. All lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way know why they take it the wrong way.
Cat Williams warned y'all.
I mean, Cat Williams really was on some next level shit. He wasn't joking. Like, people think because he's a comedian, you know, he was joking about all that stuff. No, he was dead serious. And I think that the truth has started to come out exactly about what he was talking about. So very interesting that, you know, when Cat Williams did his whole thing where he went on that podcast and started airing everyone's dirty laundry out. TMZ, Diddy on video pacing around the airport. Now, I saw this last night, and this video is of Puffy, Diddy, in Miami. He looks depressed as hell, numb, okay? He's not wearing, like, any jewelry, nothing fancy, all right? It looks like he's almost by himself. This is a guy I've seen many times in my life in New York City. I was at Busta Rhymes' birthday. We did a concert with him. At the Roseland Ballroom. I was one of the promoters back in 2001. And this guy always had 50, 60 people around him, 10 bodyguards, you know, massive guys. And here he is, stripped of everything. No bodyguards around him. He looks nervous as hell. He's got that walk where you're just like, yo, my life is ruined, is what he looks like. My life is ruined. That's the walk. The walk of shame. Is what they would call it. Again, I'm no one to judge. I don't know what the details are. Time will show how deep this really goes. But it's safe to say, if the feds are involved, it's pretty deep. And I wonder how his kids feel. One minute your dad's the most famous guy in the world, has all the money in the world, and then the next minute later, you know, your whole empire comes crashing down. You're the laughing stock of the world. Everyone's making fun of you and your family name. And that's crazy. It's got to be very hard on any of the family members and friends. But this is going to be playing out for several months to come. What's more interesting is that new news has revealed that Prince Harry has been named in a bombshell $30 million sex trafficking lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs. This is reported by the New York Post. Prince Harry's name has appeared in court documents against Bad Boy Records founder Sean Diddy Combs. Producer Rodney Little Rod Jones filed a $30 million lawsuit. $30 million lawsuit against the music mogul, 54, last month, citing that he participated in acts such as sexual misconduct, grooming, and sex trafficking. The Post can confirm. According to the documents, Jones claimed that the Duke of Sussex, 39, and other A-listers' affiliation added to Diddy's legitimacy. The update comes amid the Diddy Dirty Money members' Miami and Los Angeles mansions being raided. The homes were ambushed by agents, and we all saw that footage, which has now gone viral. So, how many more people are going to get dragged down? This is kind of like when Harvey Weinstein went down and everyone started going down. I think this is now the hip-hop industry's turn to be aired out. What is in the darkness shall come to light. Where we go all, we must go together. All right, enough of that story. We've all seen in the news today, Key Bridge collapses into Patapsco River in Baltimore after vessel hits support column. State of emergency declared. Okay. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed early Tuesday after a container ship struck a support column, sending at least seven cars into the river, launching a search and rescue operation and prompting Governor Westmore to declare a state of emergency. Two construction workers who were repairing piles on the bridge at the time, one of whom was hospitalized, were rescued. And as of 10 a.m., there were six other workers unaccounted for. Before the collision, the ship's crew notified authorities that the vessel had lost power. That mayday allowed Maryland Transportation Authority police on the highway above to prevent many cars from driving onto the bridge just before the catastrophe. These people are heroes. So it doesn't look like this was intentional. It looks like a massive boat lost power and drifted into this bridge and brought it completely down. Insane prayers and thoughts to everyone, and this definitely is going to affect the infrastructure around Baltimore. Speaking of American presidents, Trump's social media stock skyrockets in first day of trading. Truth Social parent company, Trump Media, trading under the ticker symbol DJT, that's D like David, J like January, T like Thompson, made its debut on the NASDAQ. Former President Donald Trump's social media company got off to a quick start in its stock market debut Tuesday. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social, shot up more than 50%. In its first minutes of trading, the quick move triggered a trading halt of 5 minutes, which exchanges used to put a check on volatile stock moves. Shares cooled slightly after trading resumed, but interest remained hot. It was up about 40% as of midday, as one of the most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ exchange. And Trump has 10 days to post a $175 million bond for the judgment in his New York City civil fraud trial, a sum that was reduced Monday from $464 million. Trump said Friday he had at least $500 million in cash. And clearly, with this all happening now, this reported by NBC News, that he is definitely just raised some serious money with that social media company. New York City, reported by Daily Mail, cop killer, long rap sheet with 21 previous arrests, including most recent gun charges in April last year before he was back on the streets. Guy Riviera, 34, has a string of arrests for drugs and violence. He has been accused of gunning down NYPD cop Jonathan Diller, who's 31 years old. Mayor Eric Adams expressed incredulity that Riviera was back on the streets. They're back on the streets because of our governor and our mayor, the previous one and this one, who allow people just to get back out no matter what they've done. People have hit people with baseball bats and been outside the next day. So I find it very interesting that he doesn't know why this criminal, who's clearly violent, who's clearly been let out many times, who's clearly had a wish for violence, destroyed this man and left this one-year-old child without a baby. The governor of New York, the council people of New York City, the mayor of New York City have failed this police officer, have failed the people of New York City. You allow criminals to get out of jail easily, making them fear getting arrested, making it easier for them to commit crime. You've demoralized the police. They're barely doing their job. And the citizens of New York City pay, and this one-year-old baby will pay the price for the rest of its life because of your inaction, because of your rules that you don't pass because they make sense. You have done it to demoralize every New Yorker, every police officer, every citizen of this country, and it's happening throughout the entire United States of America. These people are not stupid. They know what they're doing. It is not by accident they make these rules that are backwards, where criminals know that they don't get in trouble and they can keep getting out and committing crimes and pushing people off subway platforms. Like this story, career criminal accused of fatally shoving strap hanger into subway train, smiles and shows no remorse after the arrest. Okay? That's what's going on. That's what's going on, my friends. The deranged career criminal charged with shoving a strap hanger to his death at a Manhattan train station showed no remorse as he was let out of an East Harlem precinct Tuesday to face murder charges. Carlton McPherson, 24, is accused of pushing a 50-year-old man in front of a number 4 train shortly before 7 p.m. on Monday. Okay? That poor bastard is probably going home after a long, hard day of work. The latest in a long line of arrests and disturbing incidents. McPherson, also of the Bronx, was walked into the 25th precinct after 9:35. He was wearing a gray hoodie and black pants. Look at him smiling like it's funny. I just killed someone. Okay, we live in a sick world. Sick world. Absolutely sick. But the common denominator here is that they seem to be getting out. Multiple offenders are getting out all the time. Multiple offenders keep getting out of jail immediately, and innocent people are dying because of it. It's very simple. You're mad about the conditions of the subways? It's your politicians. They have failed you. They have demoralized the police. They have taken away their power. They have made New York City a cesspool and dangerous. They have made people leave and not want to live here anymore. And the best part is they tax you. to do it. They take your money to provide you with nothing, not even security. It's called taxation without representation. Supreme Court suggests it will back access to abortion pill. The U.S. Supreme Court signaled it's likely to preserve full access to a widely used abortion pill as the justices head arguments in a case carrying major stakes for reproductive rights and potentially this year's election. It's reported by Bloomberg. Millions of Americans caught up in Chinese hacking plot. This is reported by the BBC because, you know, they're our friends. You know, we gave them all of our industry. We gave them all of our secrets. We've allowed them to use slave labor in their country, and we penalize people over here who can't afford to pay people over $10 or $12. But we'll allow another nation that has slave fucking labor, slave labor. We will allow them into the labor pool of the world because that's going to be competitive and fair to everyone else. But we need to be fair, right? Millions of Americans' online accounts have been caught up in a sinister Chinese hacking plot that targeted U.S. officials, the Justice Department, FBI said on Monday. Seven Chinese nationals have been charged with enacting a widespread cyber attack campaign. They are accused of ties to hacking operation that ran for 14 years. The U.S. State Department announced a reward of up to $10 million for information on the seven men. The seven men allegedly sent over 10,000 malicious emails impacting thousands of victims across multiple continents in what the Justice Department called the prolific global hacking operation backed by China's government. Today's announcement exposes continuous and brash efforts to undermine our nation's cybersecurity and target Americans and our innovation. Okay. Visa and MasterCard agree to cap credit card processing fees. This is reported by Axios. Visa and MasterCard have agreed to cut and cap credit card processing fees as a part of a major settlement with merchants after decades of litigation. U.S. businesses are expected to save at least another $30 billion in the five-year deal, according to attorneys who represented the plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit. Merchants will have more flexibility to adjust how much they charge consumers for goods sold via credit card. This agreement brings closure to a long-standing dispute. Merchants currently pay an average of 1.5 to 3% per credit card transaction. U.S. merchants handed over $100.8 billion in credit card fees in 2023. My God, how much money these banks and credit card companies make, and they suck our blood. They charge you as a credit card holder 30% because you use your credit card if you don't pay off the balance. And then they're still charging the business owner for accepting credit card 1% to 3% of the money that you just borrowed to pay them with. That is disgusting. That is called usury. That is evil. That is why we have inflation in this country. We're all on borrowed time and borrowed money. We are not the wealthiest nation in the world. We are dying in debt. But we will own nothing and be happy. Guaranteed. You know what? Today's news is really just, I'm just not in a good mood. Julian Assange wins temporary reprieve in case against extradition to the U.S. The founder of InfoWars, WikiLeaks released tons of information that was classified, let us know what was really going on in a lot of wars and conflicts. Then he became the hunted, and he's been holed up in other countries, and they're trying to get him here into the U.S., and it looks like he just got some more time to not be extradited to the U.S., where he's expected to have the book thrown at him. Even though we heard the recordings of him contacting the State Department that he had received compromised information and he didn't know what to do and he wanted them to know about it. He wasn't hiding it. Please be careful with your children in water parks, anywhere. Like, always have eyes on your children, guys. Always have eyes, and I'm guilty of it too, and you just never know. And this story broke my heart. An eight-year-old, you know, was at a lazy river in Houston, Texas, at a nice hotel, and there was a malfunction, and unfortunately, there was a problem with the plumbing in that pool, and it sucked the girl into the drain, and she drowned, and it's devastating. USC's surge in measles cases as health experts plead for more vaccinations. We weren't having any measles problems until all these migrants came across our border. If you don't believe me, Google it. You'll see for yourself. Bird flu reaches cattle. Virus found in milk from three states. There's another one that we have to keep our eye on. Avian flu, bird flu. Okay. South Korea has concerns over China using water cannons against the Philippines. The China Sea, South China Sea is heating up. It's a very contested area. I think it'll lead to, you know, a very big conflict in Asia. Gaza's hungry eat wild plant with no aid relief in sight. This is reported by Reuters. They're eating whatever they can find. They're starving to death. The United Nations unanimously requests Israel to do a ceasefire for humanitarian reasons. America didn't vote for the ceasefire, just said we won't stop it this time because they look stupid by trying to stop it in front of the world. With the war in Gaza, Israel faces new pressure to draft the ultra-Orthodox into service. Clearly, they have plans to expand this conflict, and it's definitely already beyond their borders. We know this because there have been bombings in Lebanon and Syria, and I believe that that conflict will continue to grow. I do not believe it will end now, even with the UN resolution. I do believe that this conflict is only just starting. This is Beck Lover. I've given you all the major headlines in a nutshell. Make sure you stay tuned. Check out all my content. Check out all my podcasts. Check out my website, becklover.com. Check out my Instagram. Check out my ex Twitter where I do live spaces. Just check it out, man. And remember, we live in interesting times. Interesting times indeed.